In Parshat Vayakor, Rabbo say, the Torah relates about the building of the Mishkan and the collection that was made. Everyone participated, the men and the women, everyone participated. Vayavol Kolish, Asher Nesol Ribo, whoever had a Divus Slave, Divus Ruach. Then it brings Vayavol HaNoshem Al HaNoshem. So a lot of Rishonim argue what pshat in that pasuk is. So the Das Kanim says, Vayavol HaNoshem Al HaNoshem Kolomer. What does that mean? Vayavol HaNoshem Al HaNoshem. I think Rashi says it means they came together. But according to Das Kanim, it means Kolomer Lishlo Mehen Tachshitehem. To be sholel, to take from them their jewelry. Kiriksiv, Choch Fanezim et Abbas Vechumaz Ve'afal Pikein. Nevertheless, Hanoshim Semechos. The women were very happy. Uzihiros. The Melechas Shamayim. They were very careful in doing what's good for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kiriksiv, Koh Hanoshim Asher Nosel Iman Osam B'Chachma Osana. All the women who had an elevated spirit, you know, to be involved in this. V'fikach Zoch Hanoshim Sholasos Melecha B'Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, they rewarded to go ahead and not do any melacha. They have a special yontif given to them, Dori Doros, not do any melacha on Rosh Chodesh. The fisha, why? Fisha Maiso Ego, Rochu Tachshitein. Back, a while back, their jewelry was taken from them, Bal Korcha, Kermashma, Midiksid, Vayisporaku, Vayidulahem. With Maiso Mishkan, Samchu. And the Mishkan, they were very happy. You know, they were happy to give it. They didn't give it before, but now they gave it happily. Minasina. Lefikach nasam Rosh Chodesh Yomtev. Therefore, they were given, Hashem gave them a special Yomtev, Rosh Chodesh V'Nerli, Dezeh Rosh Chodesh Nisan. This was Rosh Chodesh Nisan when this happened. As Rosh Chodesh Hashem gave them was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Shmavuka Mishkan, when the culmination of the whole collection, the building of the Mishkan, that was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. V'agav Os Rosh Chodesh Mishamos Kol Rosh Chodesh Hashana. Because of that, once they already got Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so Hashem said, okay, let's do it all of them. All the Rosh Chodesh, that's your celebration. And therefore, the women have a minig, Sportan Halacha, and it's Salama Halacha Maisa, right? The women have a minig not to Mulacha on Rosh Chodesh. The question is, and I think it's very simple, the question is, Rabbo say, but you know, says, because they were very happy when they gave their involvement in the Mulacha, they gave the jewelry, you know. Without being forced, in contrast to before they were forced, now they weren't forced. They were happy to participate in the donations to the Mishkan. And the question is, a simple question is, the men were also very happy. It says, same thing it says by the men. The women were happy, it says, the women were happy, that's what he quotes. They had Nesiyah slave. By the men also, by Vol Kolish Asher Nesol Libo. Now they also were very happy about giving it. It wasn't about korch for them. They gave with a full heart, 100% heart. So what's the difference? What's the Das Kanim saying? Both of them were very happy to give it. If you were happy to give and participate in the Mishkan, they should have gotten the same reward. They should have gotten some other yomtiv. But what was unique about the women? That they received some special reward. And it's a reward of Dori Doros. Not a simple, you know, a one-time little party they have. With Dori Doros, to this day, the women celebrate a special yomtiv. You know why? Because they were happy in giving it over. Men were also happy. So what's the difference? So I think what he's saying about, look at the words, I think it's very clear what he's saying. Lishol mehen tachshitein, to take from them their tachshitein, and the backdrop was as the Das Kanim says, because by the Maisa Egel they were attacked, so to speak, and the men came to the women and took away their bal korcha, took away their jewelry, and they didn't want to give it, but they had to give it. So now what happens? The men come to the women and say, listen, how about some jewelry, right? Lishol mehen, take away from them. Now it wasn't bal korcha; it was with Ratzon, so it wasn't necessary. But what he's saying is that there was a tremendous resistance. There was a potential, not resistance. There was a potential resistance, and maybe defense mechanism, defensiveness, on the part of the women. Because look what happened. First of all, these men are trying to take away my jewelry. I don't want to do things because he says so. If I want to do it, I want to do it myself. To do it because he wants my stuff. And what could happen last time? Last time I had no choice. By the eagle, they came to me. They asked me if my husband came to me for my jewelry. And I had to give it. So now, he's coming to me. And again, the same, you know, I guess it brings up the emotions of the past, right? And they're very reluctant to they potentially would be very reluctant to give it. The truth is, they weren't reluctant because they loved the mitzvah. Before it was Avodah Zarah, was an eagle. So of course they're reluctant. Now it's a mitzvah. That's why they gave it. They didn't resist at all because it was a mitzvah to give. They were happy to give it. So if they're happy to give it, so okay, my husband's asking. So fine, so I also want to do it. Is it Megareh? Does it make it worse if he's asking me? The answer is yes, Rabbi Osai. It makes it worse when someone, if I want to do a mitzvah, then someone says, I'm walking to a mitzvah, and someone says, hey, Rabbi Naiman, come on, I need you, come on, you better do it, come on, I need you. You know, with the concern, I'm concerned he might tell me, and he talks to me, he's going to pressure me. Don't bother me, I'll do it if I want to do it. Right? I don't want to do it because someone else told me to do it. It seems, Rabbi Osai, we see from here that even for the Melechus HaMishkan, which they wanted to do, and it was a special mitzvah to do it, it wasn't just to participate in some party. But when someone comes over to you and says, you know, do it because I say so, and I'm going to force you to do it if necessary, they didn't force them, they didn't have to force them, but that potentially could develop and create a tremendous resistance upon their part, the negativity, I guess you call it defense mechanism, right, that I don't want to do because he's saying it. I have my own ego over here. I'm a person myself. I do things because he tells me no. I might want to do it anyway, but if he tells me, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to show him he's not my boss. Who do you think he is? So that's how a person can naturally would potentially naturally respond to a request of someone, help me out because I need it, you know. No, I don't want to do it. I'm not going to do it. He'll say, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. I'm not going to do it at all. Whatever, something like that. And that's why they got so much schar, because they overcame the natural strong tendency a person has, even by doing a mitzvah, even in case where they want to do it. They would have done. They did do it afterwards. But nevertheless, the potential was to say, no, I don't want to do it because you're forcing me. I'm being compelled by someone else. And that's why there was Zohar's tremendous schar, which the men had no background. No one was telling them to do it. No one forced them to do it. And no one told them before to and got a bal korcha. It was their own idea. So if you do your own idea, b'simcha, so fine. So you get regular schar, you do a beautiful mitzvah. But you do a mitzvah under pressure, so to speak, because someone's asking you to do it, there's a tremendous natural resistance, and therefore they got so much schar that with Dori Doris, they got schar. They got the special Yom Tov Shalahem, a special for the women, every Rosh Chodesh, 12 or 3rd times a year in a leap year, a special schar, they got this special Yom Tov. So we see Rabbi Osai, it's just important to recognize, to appreciate this kochot hanefesh that we have. You know, a lot of times our parents, you know, they tell us, come on, do this, do that, or a Rebbe tells you, or a friend does it, he tells you. And if we don't realize that my natural natia would be to say, you know, no, because you're telling me to do it, so it makes it much harder if you don't realize that. If you realize that, you know, I better be careful. You know, I would do it anyway, and I want to do it. And it's a mitzvah. I should motivate myself to do it. But you know, I'm gonna react negatively because my father told me to do it, because my Rebbe, because my boss, because whatever is my chaver or my teacher told me to do it. All the mitzvahs could be like that. A guy one time told me, he says, many years ago, 30, 40 years ago probably, he says, you know, it's very hard to do mitzvahs. You know why? Because I'm being forced to do it. You know, it's what they call mesuviosa. When you're mesuviosa, as I'll say, right, and you overcome that, you get more schar. Why do you get more schar? Because there's a natural resistance to go ahead and respond negatively to, I don't want to do it because Hashem said so. I'm forced. You're forcing me to do it. So I thought that's ridiculous. Like, okay, it says the dakadakas, but a guy in the yeshiva told me, Chavram, I told me that he felt a certain, negativity and resist. I don't want to do that mitzvah because, you know, I have to go. Hashem tells you to do it. You know, yes, Hashem, what's the big deal? It's not your friend. Even my Kodesh Baruch Hu. My Kodesh Baruch Hu person is doing Melechus HaMishkan over here. It's for our Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not because he wants me to help him out. He wants me to help Hashem out. He wants me to do a mitzvah Melechus HaMishkan, the biggest, the greatest, the most wondrous fundraising drive in the history of the world, right? That's what it was. But you feel, I don't want to, I'm going to lash out back at it. I'm going to resist. I don't want to do it. I'm defensive. I'm a big ball guy or a stickle guy. That's a natural tendency. So a person has to realize this, that the more you realize your roles, the easier it becomes to a mitzvah. You know, to tell yourself, to talk to yourself and machazik yourself, I don't want to bother me the fact that he is telling me to do it or he's asking me to do it, to join him. You know, I want to do it. I want to do it. It's a good thing to do. He's asking me and, okay. I'm not going to respond negatively because of that. If you realize that natural resistance that you have, so you can work with it. If you don't realize it, so you just, okay, so you react, I don't want to do it. You don't even know why you don't want to do it. It's not because Hashem, it's because you don't want to listen to this guy. Or because you don't want to listen to Hashem, whatever it might be, right? I don't mind doing it, but I don't want to do it because he told me to do it. That's not why I don't want to do it, you know? That's very important to realize what both say. I guess in general, it's also a practical thing what both say. You want to try to, if you have a, you know, if you want to get people to help you, you know, the more, you know, if you get an inspired volunteer, it's worth a lot more than someone you pressure to do. But once you pressure him, forget about it. Once you tell him, do it, if you get him to misover himself somehow, to inspire him to want to do it, it's a lot easier and you get a lot more results because he's not resistant then. Of course, why shouldn't he want to do it? He wants to help me out. But if I tell him, you know, please, I need you for this and that, I'm busy, I can't do it, you know, it's much harder. This is a very practical halacha maisa for everyday work, for business, for family, whatever, but even more so for our avodas Hashem rabotzei. It's important to keep in mind that we should try to avoid responding the way a natural person would respond. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, that we should go ahead and work on our midos. This is a midah. A midah is a natural tendency to be defensive. I don't want to help him out because he asked me to. That's when the Gra says it takes a lifetime to work on one midah. This is an example of it. It takes so hard to avoid the natural midah that a person has of his ego, his being independent. I don't want to do it because of him. That is there. And that's where you have to focus on the misakin. The next was Rabosa. You know, I said it over at the Bal Harbor one time. I didn't say it 100%. I want to clarify. You know, but Lubin said a different shmooth on it, so bear with me. It's a second shmooth, so it can be a little more makel on the requirements, but I think it's a beautiful shmooth, and it should be on the record. You know, that we said it, and it's we should harv on it. In Kol Pesukim later, the famous pasuk with the Rashi, and it's Pashut Chav Zayin, V'Anasiyim Heviyu, Eisav Ne'ashom, Eisav Ne'amilum, V'Choshen. Says the famous Rashi. Rashi says, Om Rav Nosson, Pashut Chav Zayin, the Rashi, Om Rav Nosson, Maro, Nesiim. What did Nesiim see? It's not the Bachanukah Samizbeach Tchila. Why did they go ahead and they were first to be misnadif to donate, to participate in the Chanukah Samizbeach, Umach Samishkan, right? In Parshas Nasa, you find by Mizbeach, so there were a whole bunch of all the animals they brought, and they were Zarish to bring it, they were the first to do it. Umach Samishkan, oh, it's not with Tchila. They were not in the beginning, where they were at the end. El Kach Amr Nesiim. Yisnadvu letzibur mashem yisnadvim. Let the tzibur give what they give. Umashem machashem anu mashlim also. And that which they're lacking, we should go ahead. We will be mashlim. Kivan shashlimu tzibur es hakol. Once the tzibur finished everything, shenemar hamoch haisadayim. There was nothing left to do. Amr Nesiim ma'alenu rasa. What should we do? We're stuck. There's nothing to do. So El Kach. Therefore, they brought the Avnei Shoam, right? Therefore, they were. I don't know if there's something missing, right? Therefore, the Chanukah Sazbeach, they did it first to make up. They didn't want to fall behind, do nothing. Since they were initially Nisatzel, therefore Hashem took away Os from their letter, from their name, and the Siyim Ksiv without a Yud. That's the famous Rashi. So the questions are both say. This one small kol hasir, you know, we know Chazal, you think we take it lightly, take out the yud from their name. It's a big thing, take out a yud. If you recall, Chazal say by Sarai, when they changed her name to Sarah, right? So it says that the yud had a time called Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? What are you doing to me? I want to be part of Sarah's name. So Hashem said, don't worry, I'll pay you back. And they made it, instead of Hoshea, it came Yoshua ben Nun. Yeah, the yud, which took away from Sarai, to Yoshua. Right, that's a kol chasir sticker. What it means, take away a yud. You know, I'm sure over here the yud was very upset. You know, take away a yud from the pasuk, from the siyum. Don't what are you know what did I do wrong? You know, what do you want from me? You know, over there Hashem paid it back, but not the, what about the this yud? So it's a big punishment for the siyum. They were lacking a yud in their name. But so the shaila is what the problem was over here? As I mentioned the other time, I says. Yeah, these guys were tremendous. You know, we'd love to have this in the yeshiva. You know, people go ahead and say, Rabbi, whatever you need at the end of the campaign, I'll fill up the rest. And they were sincere. They weren't just it wasn't just a push-off. No one's accused them of being liars or shakram. They were sincere. I love the Mishkan. I love this campaign tremendously. Whatever's left over, whatever's necessary, I'll take care of. Gavaldik, so what's wrong? So let other people do their mitzvah. I'll do my mitzvah. My mitzvah is to make sure everything's done. And remember, the goal is not to give. The goal is to make sure the end result happens, that there's a mishkan. There's a mishkan, so I'll make sure there's a mishkan. What's the problem? It's atzchus. What is atzchus about? There's nothing wrong. It's a good thing. Right? If they should do something, they should do it as reasons. But there's nothing misatzchus about. You know, Ruben spoke about the atzchus part. But why is it? There's no atzchus over here. There's nothing wrong. It's a gvaldika thing. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says the shmuz. He talks about this. And he says, pshat is, like I said the other day, because Pshat is lacking in their avas Hashem, avas HaMitzvah. So somebody appreciates a mitzvah to its fullest, even though there's a nice corresponding or counteracting milah, a milah to go and wait till the end, because you do what I'll do the most, and I'm showing how much I care for the mitzvah. But if a person really cares for the mitzvah, he can't do that. He can't say that, because I don't want to miss out on this opportunity. It's a golden opportunity. It's not just a mitzvah, I'll take care of it, it has to be done. I want to be the one to do the mitzvah. You know, a guy, there's someone who needs some help to learn, someone who needs a chavrusa, you know, a young kid or something, you're about tshuva, or someone who's there, and he comes to base medrash, and he's a chavrusa, I want to learn with someone, you know. So, okay, he'll do it. I'm not talking about the hilchas techiya when you're learning, whatever, but, you know, I want to do that mitzvah. I want to help this person out. I want to help that ani. I want to give this sucker to the person, if you could do it, assuming all the factors are equal. I want to do it. I don't want, well, if the ani needs me, I'll give it to him later on. Yeah, let's see what else. No. I want to participate in this tremendous mitzvah because I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a manifestation of my love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my involvement in my running after doing a mitzvah. You know, Chazal say, Chacham Levi Gach Mitzvah. A person who's a smart person in the heart, who feels this smartness, who's a real internalized smart person, he'll run to grab mitzvah because he loves HaKadosh, he loves mitzvah, he loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the tefillah against them. Because there was some atzkus. What was the atzkus? Because you should be running to do this. You don't run. Why were they not running? There's some atzkus there that caused them not to perceive and not to be excited and not to want to do what they normally would be doing. If there would be no atzkus, so they would go ahead and run through the mitzvah. But that's why? Who cares? So you're not running, big deal. You do it at the end. No, because I want to make sure I'm part of it. I gave a mushel to the chevra the other day that if someone comes with a great business deal, you know, I just opened a company, a corporation, I'm selling 1 million shares, and this stock will probably go through the roof. So what do you do? So, okay, listen, come back to me. If you still have some shares left over, I'll take some, give it to the rest of the guys first. No. I want to make the money. I want to be part of this opportunity. I want to buy some shares now. You don't wait till see if there's anything left over. It's very nice. I'll help my friend out. I'll help him, you know, go public and buy all the shares, but you want to be part of it. I want to do it. I don't want to just do it if necessary. I want to do it if it's not necessary. I should be the schutz to do the mitzvah. Every mitzvah I should run after. It's a schutz. It's an opportunity. It's Olam Haba. It's Olam Hazeh. It's chusim. It's everything. It's nachas. It's sipuk. It's everything you want for yourself. That's what a person should do. If he appreciates HaKadosh Baruch Hu, appreciates mitzvahs. And that's what the Taina Gedolah Shel Hashem was. How could you wait? How could you have atzvus, which will cause this? Don't you see how chashuv it is, right? Atzvus is always counteracted and fixed up. The more you appreciate and want something, you'll have less atzvus, right? So the atzvus only comes about because I don't appreciate it enough. I guarantee you, if you tell an atzel, a lazy guy, you tell him, you know, there's $1 million sitting on the corner, you want to get it, go get it, you know, he'll run to do it. He's not an atzel anymore because he wants that so much. Why weren't you guys motivated? You let your atzvus take hold of yourself. You're lacking in that appreciation. Chashiv is a connection, a commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his mitzvahs. Very good.